Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to be talking about choosing the right neck exercises for you.
For you. You're the neck guy.
I know. Isn't that funny? I do that all the time, and I barely ever do any
of these exercises from happening in the
first place. We never talk about any of this stuff? Well, listen, we're going to talk about it today, and I got to tell you that one of the things that people always ask about is, you know, what can I do for my neck? And people don't think that that's something that should be we should work out.
Right.
Right. It's like you go to the gym. What do you see? 1,000 exercises for your abdominal muscles that do not need to be worked out because you're constantly using them all the time.
Right.
In lots of movements. But with the neck is definitely an area that we definitely have to be concerned about. And we're not talking about when we talk about doing exercise for the neck. We're not talking about the same type of exercises that you would do for, let's say, your chest or your biceps, where you're doing, you know, sets to failure. We're talking about
don't do it to failure.
No, we're talking about little isometric contractions. You can use a great device for exercising your neck are those plastic balls that you give your kid. You can get them at like a supermarket. They're the rubberized balls.
Super balls?
Yeah, like super balls, but they're
bounce real high.
They don't. No, they're about this big.
Like a beach ball?
Like, no, not the size of a beach. Is this a beach ball? Like this?
We're on the radio.
I know, but I'm trying to show you so you can tell me. What's this, like a little less
softball?
Than a little less than a, than, actually, it's about the size of a volleyball, I should say. And those
that's
one,
so different than a beach ball.
Well,
the diameter of a beach ball
yes,
and a volleyball are dramatically different.
I guess you haven't been to many concerts before. Have you ever seen a beach ball at a concert? Does that look like a volleyball to you?
They could.
No, it's not. Jeez. Anyway, you're going to use one of these balls, and they're little isometric contractions. You're going to press your head. You're going to put the ball right into your forehead. You're going to press in isometric contraction. You're going to hold for a count of about 4, then release. You're going to do that. You're going to do about 7 to 10 repetitions. You're going to do that in different planes of movement. You're going to side bend over to your left and side bend over to your right and place the ball on the side of your head doing those. And for the back of the neck, also, you're going to press into it by putting the ball on the back of the head and pressing that. Great exercise. It helps to enforce the cervical curve. A lot of times people get hurt. Their neck gets hurt. They don't do any rehabilitation for it. Those are the best exercises for working on that neck.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.